Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKeon and Big Dave.
We are back, baby. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Tasha McKeon, Big Dave is in the building.
That's what they say. I'm here.
You are officially here. When he walks down the hallway, you know when Dave is here. The damn building feels like it shakes.
Well, you can definitely hear me talking, that's for sure.
Well, you don't even have to talk. You just breathe.
Yeah.
I know you're
here. It's like Godzilla coming.
How are you doing? How are you doing with all the different changes that we're going through with this whole COVID?
I got this damn ring on my hand that's weighing me down.
First of all, big congratulations going on, Dave.
Dragging it.
Dude, so many people downloaded the podcast from last week. I love
how you
shared it.
We killed it last week.
It every week, and we just love our listeners, and we appreciate you guys. There was so much love coming through on our Instagram page. I got to show you that, too, because you're not an IG guy yet.
We're getting there.
We're trying.
We're getting.
Jesus, it's like pulling teeth.
A lot of love,
a lot of shares.
And we have a huge announcement next week.
We do.
Can't say anything yet, but
somebody's pregnant?
Next week. Everybody keeps saying that. Everybody keeps thinking that's what it is.
I'm going to text Em, my dear.
Everybody keeps like, is Em pregnant already? I'm like, no.
Oh my
damn,
God,
damn.
I'm like so excited.
I mean,
I'm
work quick, but not that. My guys are like with like crutches and they're like disabled. Like,
You do not shoot blanks, brother.
But I will say that we have a very big announcement.
Okay.
And it's something that I personally have been working on for many, many years. Very, very passionate about it. So
yes.
It's going to pretty much be first to share with our listeners and us.
So next week, we get to hear
the announcement goes next week, and it's going to be big. And everybody that is listeners to our show and all around can be a part of this.
Yeah.
We want them to be a part of it. We want them to be, you know, calling in and asking questions. So it's going to be big.
When you're talking about this, look me in my eyes so I can figure it out. Because now I know it's not a bait.
You ain't going to know what it is.
I'm not going to know what it is.
No. I should put a teaser out there. I'll think of something. And
before
we'll do
the
a
end
contest.
Of the show?
We'll do a contest.
Okay, perfect.
It's not going to be like the damn, the ambient contest.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. Listen, there is a lot going on in our world right now, but we are so thankful for you downloading and just tuning in and checking us out all over social media. Now, we got this whole change in our lives out here. Our mayor done put us back into safer at home at level 3.
That's right.
So a lot of things are just, you know, the percentage is getting different. Like, it's smaller people. And I'll tell you, where I live in Greenwood Village, they be popping. There'd be a lot of kids out there playing soccer, 70 kids.
Everyone's out.
But you
everyone's
know what out. It is? Parents need to get these damn kids out the house.
That's right.
I mean,
they
I'm going crazy,
do
too.
Activities.
Activities.
And they can't be beating up on each other. So we have a very, very, very special guest with
nice
us today.
Nice segue, Dave.
I thought that was good.
I thought that was good, too.
I mean, you know, beating on the parent, beating on each other.
No, but listen, we've been going through this since March. So it's been some time, and a lot of people have been cooped up. And so today we have a really special guest. Dave is going to get into it. You know, if you want to get your kids out, you want to get out and go to the same location and do it in a safe way, we got you covered today.
And we have a very special guest, one of my boys, family to me. His name is Anthony. Anthony runs UFC gym in Lone Tree.
Uh-huh.
Big shout out to Tony. Yeah. Anthony, you can call him whatever you want, but don't be surprised if he knocks your ass out.
Okay, let's not do that.
So we're gonna speak to Anthony. He's here in the studio with us. So big shout out to my boy. Appreciate
you
coming.
What's
thanks
up,
for being
guys?
Here.
Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it. We're glad that we're able to get in here today and talk about kind of what's going on in the climate and in the fitness industry. As well as what we're doing at UFC Gym Lone Tree to get everybody back out into the world, healthy, moving. You know, it's tough when we're when we're stuck in the house and kind of stagnant trying to figure it out. But this is what we're on. So I appreciate you guys having me down.
So how are you guys handling everything with the COVID? And I hear a lot about UFC. I see it all over social media. So how are you guys handling everything as far as COVID and being safe and smart? And I know you, but I'm just saying for the peoples, how are you guys handling that right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our first priority always is maintaining a clean, healthy space for people to work out. In the end, we're looking at, you know, we're looking at gym spaces closing left and right because it's a really turbulent time, especially for small business. You know, we're a small family-owned business, military-owned, and it's one of those things when it comes to our members and to, you know, the public when they come in to see us.
Yeah.
We've got staff cleaning constantly, nonstop, masks in, masks out.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and especially in the environment of mixed martial arts, you know, there's a lot of heavy breathing, a lot of bag classes. It's just we've got to maintain a very clean space.
It's when I think about UFC gym, I feel like, you know, you say you're a small business, but it feels like it's a big business because it has such a big heart.
Oh yeah.
So definitely. You guys don't just offer, you know, what did you just say? Jiu-jitsu.
We do jiu-jitsu. So we offer all three disciplines of martial arts. And we're gonna adapt onto that come 2021. But right now, we do our boxing and conditioning classes.
Amazing.
Boxing, conditioning classes, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And then we also do something that's a lot of fun. It's called Daily Ultimate Training.
Okay.
So this is a conditioning class that we do every day, once a day. When we're at full capacity doing 60 classes a week, you'll see those two or three times a day.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. But this is going to be kind of your hybrid class. This is where you're getting hit in. This is where you're getting the boot camp style class.
Everything.
All of it. We're doing Olympic lifts for our phase three. Phase one is a lot of body stuff.
Yeah.
But the heart rate's constantly sitting at that. Of course, we every one of our members gets a heart rate monitor with their membership so that we can track at that point.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
So how do they wear that? Where do they wear that? Is
right
that like the
chest? It's right at the sternum. You've got TVs that shows your heart rate, sits you right where you are, and then on your UFC gym app, you're able to track your progress. We can make sure you're doing what needs to be done.
That's super
so you
cool.
can tell when I'm being dramatic. You'd be like, Tasha, hey, you're breathing. Go sit your ass down, drink some water, and come back. You're not dying.
Tasha, we're going to beat you. We're going to beat you on your chest. Go ahead. Calm down.
Oh, mate. So wait a minute.
Calm down.
Is it like a necklace, like the ones like I fall in and I can't get up kind of necklace?
Tasha getting all hot and bothered because she got to see a bunch of boys in there slapping on the mat to get it with no shirts on.
I mean,
Tasha's not even moving. Her heart rate's 2,000. That is a great ass workout right here. All the ladies, come on down. Leave your kids at home for that particular day.
Okay, so how do you put on this device that allows you to monitor each one of your people?
Tasha's another device. You had to go there, bro.
I mean,
Tasha's sweating. Hold on, I got to get a wet wipe, for God's sake, over here. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to leave the show, and Tony and Tasha's going to do this. Tasha, how do I put this device on if I have a sweaty chest?
Is it like a necklace? Is it like a...
No, it just sits right across the sternum. So it wraps right around the sternum.
You know what a damn heart rate
right,
is?
Yeah, no, right, I mean, right where it reads the heart from right where, okay. right where the rib cage
no,
is.
No, I really don't.
So
that's
if there's any guys out there that are 220 and above and shredded, you got to take your shirt off for the heart rate. So when Tasha and I show up.
So I get to see them with their shirts up at your gym? I mean, I am there. Sign me up.
Not during COVID. We got to keep it clean.
Not during COVID.
These
are off hours. Yeah. So T, the biggest thing is that we want to look at too, and we want to tell our listeners is there a lot of stuff for younger ages to come to and classes that are offered during the COVID times? Because I know there's a lot of moms and dads that would love to go UFC on their kids right now.
Oh, yeah.
They would literally love to go MMA on their kids and body slam their asses. They're
going
to beat the children with the heart rate.
I'm going to go UFC on you.
I'm going to go UFC. That's the new thing we're going to say. I'm going to go UFC on your ass, little child,
there
if you keep acting
Anthony.
Up. Terry has no chance right now. Terry's going to have a heart rate wrapped around his neck. But real talk.
Up.
So T, kind of go into that a little bit for our listeners and everyone listening up, like what there is to offer for the younger crowd so parents can maybe look into bringing them over there to break up the monotony of homeschool and stuff like that. Because let me think about that, man. If you're in school all day or a few hours a day, and you need to break up that monotony, and the kids need to like lose it. Yeah. So, T, you take it away.
I mean, I get it completely. So the reason that we're really focusing on our youth stuff right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a 7-year-old myself.
Yeah.
Adam, one of our owners.
Shout out to Carmine.
He's got two kids. Yep. Big shout out to Carmine. My wife, she homeschools him when he has to be.
Little
awesome.
D.
Yep. Shout out to my wife. I love her with all my heart. So, but the biggest thing when it comes to our youth programming, normally when we're outside of this COVID environment, we find ourselves doing jiu-jitsu for youth, boxing for youth, kickboxing for youth, as well as MMA. Right now, we're running three MMA classes a week.
Wow.
One at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday are both at 5 o'clock, which coincide with an adult class as well. So you can come in, bring your children. We'll take the ball from there. Coach Leo Pla, big shout out to him. World champion Muay Thai fighter. He's the head of our MMA program. Love that man with all my heart. He takes care of the youth.
Yeah.
And then we do a bag class for the adults. You're able to go ahead and mix it up, but it also gets them outside of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Every single parent I talk to comes back the following week and says, oh my God,
yes,
little Chris fell right asleep after class. His behavior is so much better.
But it's so important.
And it's nice that you can do it while your child's doing something as well, and you don't have to take them to a daycare or try and find something to do. So that's a huge draw.
I think that's our thing.
I think a lot of parents feel like that. I think with their, you know, if you're like me and you're a germaphobe, you get the heebie-jeebies with certain things. But I know at Anthony's gym, at UFC gym, you know, the fact that you're able to come in and get some of that out of you and then leave feeling good, and the fact that your kid is able to take a class at the same time, you can't beat that.
Yeah, you can do you, they can do them, and you're not coinciding with it. You have that little bit of a time break.
You're not like, oh, let me leave. Not that I'm saying you should leave your 12 or 13-year-old home, but I would never. But, you know, you're not trying to skate away. You're both getting all that. You know, you don't realize the buildup of this whole...
And it's physical activity. It's not like you're just going and sitting. You are actually working your ass off.
And you're taking out your emotions in every class and getting it out of there. So when you leave, you feel like you detox some 100% type of it, right?
And we all know in fitness, everybody who's been in fitness for any period of time, those endorphins start flying.
That's right.
That dopamine spikes.
Right.
Yes.
Not only you, but your child also. So on your drive home... You're finding yourself having a conversation that's way outside the conversation you've been having.
100%.
You've been on each other's nerve the whole time.
Right. And you think about...
It's like we just shared in a beautiful experience with one another. We're both sweaty.
Yes.
And it feels good.
And it goes back to your original point, too, is there's not a lot of gyms right now and or in general that do cater to a younger crowd because of liability issues and things like that. So they're not allowed on the gym floor.
And
I've worked in so many gyms, and T, you've worked in so many gyms, and Tosh, you've been to so many gyms. It's like, you know, there isn't that little kind of niche, and UFC gym has that. So
that's
a really nice perk. Tell us a little bit about, like, when you start out, kind of like what the introduction is and how people can get involved and where they can go to look at all the information.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
kind
of fill us in a little bit on that.
In.
Right.
Yeah,
so, never been there, don't know anything about
it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Today. So, if you're just finding out today about UFC Gym Lone Tree, we've got, of course, our website, UFC Gym. It'll send you to a microsite that belongs to us, to the Lone Tree franchise. We're also located right behind the Furniture Row down off of Park Meadows Drive in Quebec. Swing in, stop in, talk to myself, talk to Jordan Franklin. Big ups to my man Jordan Franklin, my assistant general manager. Love that dude. And we can take you through a tour. It's actually a wonderful, easy process.
Yeah.
You come through, we show you where the bag cage is, where the fitting rooms are, jiu-jitsu mat, of course, the turf that we have out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that just as easy it is to walk into any other gym in your neighborhood.
Right.
You walk in. The only difference is we're a family.
Right.
Yeah.
The way we put
it ourselves. Sounds like, and it
we're
feels like it.
We're tied together, small family.
And T, you guys have like showers, so people, if they need to get ready for work and stuff like that, or get ready for something, they have that aspect.
Each room's independent.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
The women's
room
has its own bathroom.
Good.
Its
good.
Own shower,
okay.
Same with men's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So it's a
good.
Full facility that anybody can utilize, and the price is good. And obviously, T is going to hook up our listeners,
listeners and
anybody that mentions 107.5 or Big D's Power Half Hour.
Mm-hmm.
T is always so gracious to hook everybody up. So they are really good people. I know them all
definitely.
There. And like I said, T and I are like brothers, so I can very much vouch for him. It's a great gym. It's clean as hell. And I think that's the biggest thing right now with everybody, with everything going on, is everybody walks in and they see someone with a mask down or not cleaning behind them. This is a very intimate gym. I've worked out there. I can personally vouch for it. That's one reason why I want to have T on the show. The equipment is top notch. They have a nice personal training gym that is inside the UFC gym. And let me tell you, if I can work out there and T can work out there, anybody can work out there. There's plenty of room, plenty of weights and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. It's a really fun environment. It really
is. I'm just stoked
at
the fact that you have a facility that allows, you know, the ages.
It's huge. The children, the fact that kids can come and do that too.
And it's not a daycare. You're actually, if you teach them young.
Yep, they're working. So it's a 100% youth program. We start off at 6 years old. Generally, when it comes to our youth programming, we try to stay 6 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 12 years old, you transition into those adult, more advanced bag classes. And then at that point, you're home.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of kids who have been with us. So Freedom Fitness took possession of the UFC gym franchise here in Colorado back in 2016.
Okay.
And when we did that, that was the goal. Let's go ahead and take these youth. Let's move them through. Let's get them into those adult classes. I mean, we've got a couple kids now that are actually fighting semi-professional in MMA fights as well as Muay Thai.
Oh, my God.
And that is blowing
up, man.
That's got
to be rewarding just to see their faces and how excited they get over this.
100%.
Like,
right. Yeah, and it's something they've worked really hard for.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, it was soccer and baseball.
Yeah, right. Football, soccer,
the basics.
Baseball.
Exactly.
You know, and you always wanted to whip that kid's ass and threw the ball at you. Oh, now you legitimately can.
Jesus. Now you're also learning how to hold back.
Right. But it's a good confidence.
Saying, I know what I can do.
And
I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Just mind yours.
And
just in case, I might take you down, brother.
The one thing I will say, and I can attest to this, knowing T the way I do and the instructors there, is they teach them a discipline of patience and not just flying off the handle and utilizing those techniques that you're taught. The biggest thing is, especially with me bodyguarding and being in that realm and that whole thing is, you're only as good as a bodyguard as you are if you don't fight and you don't get into the escalation.
You're able to diffuse
situations. So with someone else teaching them these techniques and learning to kind of keep it inside unless you have to utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it's a whole new realm that parents haven't even touched. Because some parents are like, my kid is totally out of control.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it. I don't know what to do. I'm going to whip Timmy's ass.
Yeah. Right.
But then it's like, all right, well, let's bring Timmy over to someone like T.
Right.
And so Timmy can see what actually happens when you do get your ass whipped.
But that's the number one thing. And then you have kids that might be a little sluggish and lazy.
Yeah, or a little introverted and stuff like that. So with this, they cater to everything. And it's such a fun environment.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've seen it. I know Carmine, I know our girl Joanna's son, and so he's been there. And like I said, Nick Trujillo, one of my boys, he brings his little guy Lincoln over there. So it's such a really friendly environment for children. Everybody knows each other.
Boy and girl.
Well, I'm only speaking of boys because I have two little boys.
Right.
My daughter's grown up already.
And all the people have boys.
Right.
So let me ask you, if I wanted to bring London and Dylan, London is 12 and Dylan is 9.
Yep.
And it's funny because when we lived in North Carolina, I got them signed up into karate because I was like, hey, I need to do something for myself, and it was next door. But see, I can walk
close eye
in the door with you and we'll be in the same facility.
Kia!
So, my D, shut up, Dave. He saw a timeout.
Dave's doing things.
London,
doing
show me sand the floor.
Stop it. London had a problem with the yes sir, the yes ma'am. He felt like it was degrading.
Yes.
And I had to explain to him, brother, first of all, we're in North Carolina.
Right.
And that's this
very
common
important.
Courtesy.
Very, very.
And
that is common
that
in the South.
Right.
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Yes.
And then Dylan just wants to wear the outfit.
Yeah,
so how would you get these boys going? Even for girls, how would you get them going?
So what we do is our approach for youth is completely different. You know, you go to karate, it is very disciplined. It's very staggered. You know what I mean? But you come into UFC, what we're doing is we are taking the kids and we're saying, okay, we're going to treat them just like we treat adults.
Right.
It's time to warm up. Let's do some burpees. Let's run some laps.
Oh.
Let's do some high knees.
Yes.
We're running through. So their heart rate gets elevated in the same way we do with our adult classes.
Right.
And then when it's time to drill, we run them through drills and they partner with somebody.
Oh,
and
so they're learning.
So they're getting that interaction, and it could be boys and girls.
Boys and girls,
which is great.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Respect.
Because, which is awesome.
More little ladies in our Thursday night class than we have little fellas in our Thursday night class.
Really?
And those little girls are
taking
care of business.
And those little girls are handling
it. It's always the girls that are handling the business.
Well, I think it's important for young girls to make sure they get involved
in things.
They've
got to be able to protect themselves and feel strong and proud. I mean, one of the most important things we can do, period, as a society, is to uplift our young ladies.
That's right.
Because eventually they're going to be mothers.
That's my life.
And not only that, MMA is not just male-driven anymore.
It's not at all.
If anything, some of the women that are coming up and that are up there are like top of the cream of the crop.
I wouldn't mess with a single
Not one of them.
So how often do you think that these children should come in and take these classes? Can they do it once a week, twice a week?
They can, yes. That's entirely up to the parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, like I said, we're only running three. Normally, we run 5 days a week.
Okay.
With COVID restrictions, of course,
we've set everything back.
Because we have to just keep people safe. Class sizes are also smaller, so we're keeping an attendance 15 maximum at any given time.
That's great.
Anything more than that, you go on a wait list.
Okay.
But the biggest thing in the end is that it's completely tailored up to what you want to do as a parent. Okay, cool. I have Tuesday and I have Thursday that I can bring the kids down.
Yeah.
You bring them down on those days, or you bring them all three. Your membership pays for everything.
That's amazing.
That's exactly how it works. Everything is included. We don't add anything new in, anything different in. Once you're a part of the family, you're a part of the family full-fledged.
Yeah.
And that's the way we roll.
And I remember meeting Anthony. And you know, there's some people in the world that when you meet them, you just feel that good feeling. And I'm not just saying it because you're here, because you don't
love.
Get that normal.
It's a love. Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
You don't normally just get that with anybody, but I love that you feel that with you. So you know when you walk into your facility that you're going to be taken care of. Not just you mentally, but your kids.
And all the instructors are that way.
Really?
Literally, I can attest to that.
I've
met them all, and they're all just such really good people. I'm just saying that.
Next week.
Real talk.
For sure. I'm bringing my boys.
Yep.
You know,
family.
Because I've been sitting in her and I'm watching, and my mom's home with them while Terry's. What did you say?
You gonna put a gi on?
Only if she does jujitsu. You don't have to wear a gi.
Are you gonna put a gi on?
What is that?
Choke somebody
the outfit.
I'll put it on.
That damn right you are.
I'll put it on our Instagram too, brother.
I will come and put a gi on as well.
Next Thursday.
If you put your gi on.
I've got one big enough for you, too.
I'm going to look like the Michelin man. I'm going to look like the Michelin man with a gi on. Kia!
He makes me so.
Close eye!
Our listeners love you so much.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but.
Tasha's going to be kicking cinder blocks up in there.
I'll try. I can kind of sort of get the leg up now.
Tasha got her leopard pants on. Going to be looking fly out there.
Fury.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I hate you so much.
Beautiful.
No, so I'm looking at my boys, and it's funny because a lot of parents are like, oh, they're home, they're fine, they're, you know, they have snacks, they're here, they're watching me, but
they're playing.
I know
iPads
my sons.
The
yeah, they're literally virtual. That's, like,
see, my sons, my schedule is very strict
in
my
house. Really,
you
good with that,
you wake up,
you
thank
do
you.
Stuff with them.
You wake up Monday through Thursday, it's school.
Make your bed.
Friday, they don't have class.
Yeah.
Because they're on, you know, the full remote.
Yeah.
But Saturday and Sunday, we get out. You get to play a video game for about 2 hours here and there. But some parents are like, oh, my kid hasn't said anything. They're fine. They're kids. No, your kids are dealing with the stress of today,
and they're
too.
Not doing anything
this stress,
physical.
Right?
That's
but
a
that's
problem.
That's why it's important.
That's a problem.
And I realized
huge.
That once this huge. All went maybe 4 months in, I was like, you know, I really got to get my boys into something. My sons, they love sports, but I want them to be able to protect themselves. Before we moved here, they were taking MMA classes, like private classes. But then I was like, they're gonna want to punch somebody in the nose,
and that's the thing.
It's gonna be bad.
And we gotta stress that.
That is the scary part.
And that's the thing, is that that's one reason why I wanted to stress that. I make that very clear. Is that parents understand, just because the kids go, don't mean they're gonna come out there kicking and punching things.
That's the difference.
That's the thing. Is they teach you guys teach that discipline so well, and I know that, and you know, and with this day and age, with everybody's patient levels and parent and kids seeing the parents how they react to things, they're a product of their environment.
No,
so if the, if the parent freaks out, they're going to freak out. So
but
you can't reprimand your child for freaking out.
But see, that's why I think it's so important to find places like the UFC gym, where you know when they start to condition your child, they're also building them mentally, where they know, hey, I could, but I won't.
Right.
And that's the same thing with my son.
And I know what the repercussions are if I do.
It's completely anti-bullying, too.
Right.
That's the
part
about it.
And that's huge.
That's awesome.
Whether you're a big kid or you're a small kid, whether you walk around with kind of that bravado that, you know, people really like,
or
you
introverted and kind of quiet.
Those are my boys.
Kid ends up coming out the same when they come when they come out of class. They're excited.
Yes.
Their chest
fired
is
up.
High. They feel great about themselves.
Yep.
And I've even talked to parents. I've had some testimonials with some parents, and they've come to me and they've said, oh my God, it's a complete turnaround.
See, that's
what's
a blessing.
Happening.
I think it'd be fun to have
so important.
The little
so
guys and document them and talk about that.
No, I was going to say that.
Up
like,
on the
I'm
show.
Down for it.
Yep,
like, I think
100%.
once I bring them in next week, I think it would be neat to, because I know some of the parents, like, not saying my kids are guinea pigs.
We can do an YouTube journey on our YouTube channel.
No, but honestly, it's fun. It's fun because, like you said, they're a little bit more introverted. They're a little bit towards themselves.
Right, but they will light you
right,
up.
But let's
like
see how they open up, right? They will light you up. Exactly.
I'm all about it.
When they see mom kicking the watermelon.
That, let's hear that karate sound.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you, Anthony, I love the fact that, first of all, if you need some information on UFC Gym, just go to ufcgym.com. Facebook and Twitter and everything is
UFC Gym Lone Tree.
Boom. And if they want to contact you, we'll give out the number over and over again. We'll also put it all over our social media. But what is the phone number?
Yeah.
Of course.
The phone number is going to be 303-925-0269.
So where is the passion for all of this? Where does it come from?
So, I mean, Me personally, my passion for this, I'm very blessed to be in the industry that I'm in.
Yeah.
And I'm very blessed to
you
have
belong
friends
in
like
this
Dave,
industry.
Like this. Yeah, I come from, I originally started in a different industry. This is kind of where I found myself, and I'm so blessed. Life is beautiful, right?
And so good at it. And, I mean, so good at it.
Yes, he is.
Really, so good at it. Top of his game.
But the passion comes from as a kid. So as a kid, I grew up, you know, lower than poverty, kind of in some really, really shady situations and things like that. And I came out of this and found myself as an adult and found myself in this industry with the ability to be able to help adults move past some serious things that they might be working on through mixed martial arts, but also working with children to help them work through some things so that they don't have to do the same thing that, or even go through down even close to the path that I did as a child, you know?
Yeah.
And with that, we also were able to partner up with Douglas County and work with a lot of underprivileged kids that are now in foster
care. Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. I definitely want to give two big shots out. I want to give one to Xavier and one to my man Kay. They're in there every single day having a great time. Both of them come from some really, really bad places. And, and you know, as parents, never in my life would I allow my kid to ever feel alone. And there are a lot of children who
feel like
that way.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of, and that's one of the biggest passions that we have at UFC Gym Lone Tree. And me personally is working with those kids and saying, okay, look at, this is a crummy situation. We've been here. I've been here with you. I know how that works.
Yeah.
I know
you've
how
lived
it. Is.
Yeah.
I've lived this life, but there's different things we can do.
To get that
and
out.
And we can learn to do things. Like,
and again, you don't see
I love that.
That aspect in a lot of your gyms at all.
That's unless what makes this gym
unless
special.
They're a private
that's
facility.
The beauty of us being
and
us.
That is one
oh,
nice
I'm
thing
so
about the UFC.
To get started with you guys.
Yeah, that's so exciting. That's the nice thing about UFC gym is that they cater to that specific aspect where not a lot of your public gyms do.
And they're
missing out because they're losing out on that big niche that is needed.
But that's what makes you guys special.
But it's also the people. They may have that program, but if the person is not like a Tony or something like that, or some of the coaches that they have in there, like Leo and those guys, then it doesn't work.
Right. Yeah.
So 100%. It's all a testament of the people that are running
it. Because you can go in there and just get paid.
That's
but
right.
If you have the passion in your heart and knowing, like we both came from bad, from low income places, we want to see the change.
Someone in that place can relate.
Absolutely. But when you know where you came from, and you're like, hey, I don't want them to be like me, though we might have came from the same place, you're giving them a head start by saying, hey, come on down to UFC gym, and let's change your way of thinking. Let's change your way of when you're sitting quiet by yourself. That's the one. That's the trouble. You know what I'm saying?
And with this, and with right now, they don't have that interaction going to
especially
school,
with this damn
especially
COVID.
With everything starting to change in the last few days. Yep. You know that now it's even more limited. So most of your schools, at least here in Colorado, are going to switch back to
much
only online.
Exactly,
and you know that is scary because your kids that 100%. Are introverted and look forward to seeing their friends, and they're not able to do that because their parents have to go to work. They can't drive them, or they can't do that. They have something now. They have something to look forward to.
Yeah, they can be dropped off, and that's the beautiful thing about our youth programming between ages 13 and 18.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You go ahead and drop. You, hey, Anthony, we're coming through. I'm bringing Mario down.
Yeah.
He's having a rough day.
Yep.
Sweet, I got nothing going on.
Let him take it out.
I'm going to do some bag drills with him.
Right.
All right, Mario. Or I'm going to say, Mario, we're doing chess today. Here's what you're doing. And I give a little, and this is myself as well as everybody else that works for UFC because the community is our main focus.
That's right.
And
I love
we can
it.
Only... We can only help ourselves as much as we can help those around us.
That's right.
And the people who belong to our
it's
circle.
It's so rewarding.
Yeah, it is 100%.
Yeah.
And it's if I worked for any other fitness entity, I wouldn't have that ability.
Well, you're so limited because unfortunately, and this is me saying this, and I can say this because I can back it up, which everybody knows I always do, is the gym chains have lost that individuality.
Yeah.
It used to be about the member.
Yeah.
Now it's all about the damn numbers and how many members we can have and how many units we can sell.
How many did you say? Yeah.
And Tony can attest to this because Tony's been in every aspect of the gym game. He's run gyms, he's owned gyms, he's worked for gyms just like I have. And Tosh, you've been in the game for a long time as well. So it's just finally nice to see a place that really caters to the person, not their damn how many people can you refer here, and how many people can you bring
more,
in,
and
they forget about the small things, and they lose themselves in just the numbers.
So
that's what it
and, and that's what, and it's unfortunate because with COVID, you would think that these places would get a reality check because people that are in there, you know, are not going to be there that long because you know. And that's the thing. That's the thing. And I hope that this opens up some eyes and makes people listen. It's like, you know, your little small places that are catering to the needs and wants of people are overshadowing because the attention to detail.
Well, I'm gonna put it, this is the best way to put it because so in a previous life, I worked in the hospitality industry for a lot of years and developed a lot of restaurants and bars. That's where I kind of sharpened my teeth, right?
Okay.
And the best way to put our facility next to, you know, the bigger facilities, the bigger names that everybody knows about is you've got a chain restaurant and their job is to do that, is to make that food that you know and it's going to be a good price and it's just going to be food.
Yeah.
But then you have those chef-driven small neighborhood spots that you say, I'm going there for my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm doing that for this holiday.
There's a difference.
That's that attention to detail.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at at UFC Gym Lunch.
100%. 100%.
Our focus is on the detail, on the member, and on your growth because we're not just a gym.
Right.
We're a school.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
teach.
That's exactly
mixed
what
martial
it is.
Arts.
A school with a heartbeat.
And that's, again, that's it couldn't difference. Be exactly a better fit for this time right now.
It's like, so needed.
It's so needed.
Yeah.
So people, I mean, please take advantage of this. Like I said, T and those guys down there, I know them so well. They're going to hook all our listeners up.
Yeah, definitely.
Do not
definitely.
Be foolish on this.
No.
Look
take
into
advantage
it.
Of it.
Take
you
advantage
know?
Of it.
I'll tell you what, I'm
going
to do this right now. Anybody that comes by, gives us a call, stops into the website, gives us a like on Facebook, Instagram, mentions KS1075, we're going to go ahead and do 30% off for the life of your membership.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, team.
Of course, yeah.
So don't be foolish. Take advantage of this, guys. You know, listen to our show, get big tips from our show, go to a place like this. I endorse this place 100,000,000%. You know, and Tasha's going to do a follow-up on this. We'll bring Tony back because Tony's going to be seeing Tasha's little guys.
Yeah,
we'll do we'll do a follow-up.
Wait, no, we're going to do a follow-up.
We'll do a follow-up
Shoot,
for
I'll
sure.
even bring the boys up and we'll have them have a chat, you know, a conversation. But to Anthony, before we go, I know how important fitness is. Dave knows how important fitness is. But for the listeners who are listening and are going to come by UFC Gym and check you out, fitness has done what for you and for the youth? What has it done for these people? What has in your definition?
It's volumes. I mean, I'll put it this way. Before fitness, I was 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I ate like an animal. I dropped two lungs.
Oh.
I had bilateral pneumothorax. Both lungs dropped.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I had heart issues. Now I'm fit, ready to go, happy. I 3 days a week, I'm sparring.
Yeah.
You know, 12 rounds in a row.
T's a badass.
Yeah, we're just
T's a badass. Me say that. T's a badass.
It's no big deal.
We could tell you and how amazing he is, but seeing is believing and stopping by UFC Gym for
and
yourself
actually
to
get
meet
to
Anthony.
Interact
tell,
with,
I promise
with
you.
Tony.
Yeah,
you will see Tony. It's not like we're bringing him on and then you don't see him.
Yeah.
You actually see Tony. You'll see us. You'll see Tosh. You'll see me.
London
you'll see
and Dylan
Vic.
Will be there.
You'll see the whole crew.
Yes, man,
I'm
everybody.
So excited. Any shout outs you want to give out to anybody that's listening? Because I know you got a lot of love at UFC Gym.
You know, I just want to say thank you to all of our members that
that's
stood
right.
tough with us during the whole COVID thing.
It's been a lot.
Even during our closure. You know, we had a 3-week closure and a lot of our,
heavy.
Members, we reached out to them and they said, no, we're good.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and ride this out with you.
Yeah.
And in turn, we've taken care of them because they've taken care of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the big things that we're doing right now is we're showing the every UFC fight, at the big UFC fight at the end of the month for free.
Oh.
In the gym. Projector
set up.
That'd
be fun.
That's awesome.
That'd be fun.
It's amazing. And it's open to our members.
See, I'm cheap. I'm going to go down there and watch a free fight.
Yeah. Dave is on timeout today. He is on timeout.
That's my brother.
That's cheap. I'm cheap.
Yeah, he's a party animal.
We're going to be looking through the window of Pearson. Hey, yeah, can we come in and watch a fight?
There's
Listen,
a creepy
guys.
Big guy looking in the window. That's just a grizzly bear. He'll be fine.
So be sure to stop on by UFC Gym. Just check it out at ufcgym.com. We brought him in today because when it comes to the community, especially right now, that's what Big Day's Power Half Hour is all about. That's what KS107.5 107.5 is all about. And when you have come from places that are low and you are able to get to a higher place, it's important to make sure you go into the community and help to fix them so that they don't turn out to be like us. So that's why we put together this amazing program. All the details you need, one more time, social media. Come on,
that's
Anthony.
That's going to be UFC Jim Lone Tree across the board. Come by and see us. If you have any questions, give me a call. I'm there pretty much every single day, so can't wait.
303-925-0269. The goal is for you to be better than us. We love you. We'll be back next week, right, Big D?
That's the plan.
Okay.
I'm going to be back.
With a big surprise.
I have a huge surprise. T's going to be. T's coming. T's allowed to come. We got a big shout out. It's not pregnancy. I'm not pregnant.
Can you imagine a baby Dave?
I'm not pregnant.
You see that?
Running around the station, just bothering everybody.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I want a little girl.
Oh, man.
I want a little girl.
It's cute.
If it's a boy, I'm going to the firehouse and running.
You know what?
I'm dropping and running.
Literally, bro.
I'm getting the crew together. We're getting Chris and Ram and Nick and you, and we're all running at firehouse. And drop it and run it. That's a safe place. We're allowed to do that.
We're done. Big announcement next week. Anthony, thank you for coming by from UFC Gym. We love you guys so much. We'll be back next week at a big announcement.
Later, guys. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.